Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday on the email address business@hot1027.co.za, I'll repeat that, business@hot1027.co.za, we bring you a listener question and we try to match the question with the very best expert we can find to offer practical, real-world advice. And tonight, Claire in Morningside writes and says she's 54 years old, recently divorced. Sorry to hear that, Claire. After years as a stay-at-home wife, she has entered the workforce just 5 years ago and now faces the challenge of building a retirement portfolio from scratch. She goes on to say, with limited savings, no financial support from her ex-husband, she's asking, where do I even begin? So to help Claire and others who might find themselves in a similar situation, I'm in conversation tonight with Dr. Frank Magwegwe, a senior lecturer at the Gordon Institute of Business Sciences Business School and a seasoned expert in financial planning advice. So Frank, good evening and thank you very much for helping us and Claire as well. So starting at the age of 54, with little savings, I would suggest is very daunting. What do you think the first step is that she should be taking?
Yeah, it is daunting, and that's why, to no surprise, Jeremy, I'm not going to start with the financial guidance per se. I think my starting point is really to compliment Claire on the self-awareness, right, of the journey that's ahead of her and the powerful first step to ask for help. We often don't see South Africans getting help using opportunities such as this one to get guidance on what you can do. Then I'm coming to your question, Jeremy, to say you are quite right that, you know, at 54, it is quite a daunting task. But at the same time, Jeremy, I want to say it is not late for Claire. One thing to recognize after this self-awareness of saying, I need to get help, I'm just starting out, what do I need to do? Is to acknowledge this is a marathon, not a sprint, even though she's starting late. So what are the practical things that she can do? The first one, Jeremy, most important, because Claire has been in the workplace for the last 5 years, she needs to ensure that she's contributing the maximum that she can to her employer pension fund or retirement fund. If the employer does this, have such, she's allowed to contribute up to 350,000 rand or 27.5% of her pensionable salary. The reason I start there, Jeremy, is because there is a tax deduction for contributing to a recognized retirement fund. So way before we talk about a potential contributing to a retirement, that please Claire and anyone in the same situation to contribute the maximum that you can to your company retirement fund. Step two, Jeremy, if there is additional, then of course we can start thinking about contributing to a retirement annuity to top up those contributions.
Now, if you're looking at beyond the pension fund and looking at some type of other instrument, would you recommend a more aggressive approach given her age, or perhaps a focus on a lower risk option because the time horizon is a whole lot shorter?
I love that question, Jeremy. Such a powerful question for Claire. So there we have to acknowledge, you know, 54 is a bit of a let's start, but never too late, as I indicated earlier. And therefore, if we say roughly, Claire is a woman, I would assume, and therefore women have longer life expectancy, we give her about 25 years or so, that's going to take her to about 80, for example, Jeremy, in line with life expectancy for women in South Africa. That means with 30 years, what Claire needs to do is a good balance, Jeremy, between a portfolio that has a level of high risk because she's starting late. So when we say high risk, we're really looking at a portfolio that has about, for me, I would say, just given where Claire is, it should have probably as a minimum 60 to 65% exposure to shares, because we know that they grow faster in time because the horizon of 30 years is reasonable. and are able to give inflation-beating returns. But of course, without a lot of information on the context that, Jeremy, what we would need here is then to give the second piece of advice that it would be good for Claire to approach a reputable financial planner. Those are available as independent planners. Those are available at banks or insurance companies to really sit with someone who's going to understand, for example, Jeremy, her risk tolerance. If she has emergency savings, for example, exactly how much is she earning? All those will be important to get a proper retirement plan developed for her with an expert.
You mentioned retirement annuities, but what about other instruments? I'm thinking maybe property or ETFs, or maybe even maybe a little further out on the spectrum, something like Bitcoin.
Yes, so there are indeed other instruments. So starting with the pension fund that we spoke about, or retirement fund, Jeremy, then we move, of course, to the retirement annuity if there is additional. Then again, depending on Claire's risk tolerance, we can then start even looking at individual shares. A financial planner can put together, you know, a portfolio that tries to match her risk tolerance with the fact that she's starting to want to grow aggressively her retirement savings from the age of 54. And then you go further into property, perhaps a little bit riskier when we compare property to shares, Jeremy. And then we're really now going exotic when we think something like a Bitcoin, for example, given just how volatile it has been since its inception. But again, depending on risk tolerance, and someone at 54 like Claire, if she's able to stomach the ups and downs of the market, of property, or even something like Bitcoin, if she doesn't want to go directly into Bitcoin, it could be a lot of those Bitcoin trackers, you know, those exchange-traded funds that track the performance of Bitcoin. Again, do you have emergency savings, Claire? Would the question that a financial professional would ask, what is your risk tolerance? And ultimately, to build this diversified portfolio, even Jeremy, taking money offshore as well, not only looking at investing in South Africa, because there are opportunities offshore that are not available in South Africa from a share perspective.
Frank, you use the phrase risk tolerance. How does a person go about working out or understanding what their risk tolerance is?
There are two ways. The first one, there are so many good questionnaires available online. With our registered financial services companies, they tend to have that, asset managers, you know, insurers, banks. But what I would caution client, anybody in this situation, Jeremy, is that often you need an expert to kind of help you interpret the outcome of a risk tolerance questionnaire. So I would encourage you, as part of working with a registered financial planner, to sit with the financial planner, because that's one of the things they will do. And then they will take it through simple 10 or 12 questions to try to assess. And it will be things like looking at your time horizon, for example, and saying to you, I'll just quickly tell you one question that is quite important, would be saying to you, if you invest in shares over a 3, and your time horizon is 3 years, as an example, and the market crashes, would you go out and want to cash your money, or you'd want to hold on to it? That's one example you would find in a risk tolerance question. Time horizon is important. And there is a lot of work that has been done in just making sure that these risk tolerance questionnaires, you know, do a good job in really ascertaining, in this instance, Claire. And then once that is done, Jeremy, then you are matched to a portfolio we spoke earlier, that is the right amount of equity. I was talking perhaps 60, 65. That is determined out based on the outcome of this risk tolerance questionnaire that would be done by an expert like a financial planner.
Well, Claire in Morningside, I hope we have in one way or another helped you strike a path towards a little bit more financial independence. Thank you very much for the question, because I'm sure it's very applicable to other people as well. And my appreciation to Dr. Frank Magwegwe, a senior lecturer at the Gordon Institute of Business Science. Now, we do this every Wednesday on the program. If you have a question for us, just email it to business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And as I said at the start of this conversation, we will find the very best expert to answer the question.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.